were talking about that earlier. Anthony brought that up about how they're putting a small generator on board to keep the batteries charged. You know, and you go on a trip, you don't have to worry about charging. You know, and you just got to refill this generator, put a couple of gallons in it, and keep going. And so, you know, when you look at it from that perspective, you know, it gets rid of that anxiety about running out of battery when you're going on long distance because you got an onboard charger. You think, well, then I got a combustion engine. You know, it's like, what's the point? Well, the point is that you're only putting, you know, 5 gallons in, you know, every, you know, couple 300 miles or something like that, you know, or something less, you know. So, you know, you gotta look at that and say, oh, okay, you know, I could live with that, right? So, all right, I'll look that up. I don't know why I said to you. I was thinking of the end of your call, and as I was thinking of that, I spit it out. It's like Scout. So if I said, like, Volkswagen Scout, I'd be able to find that, I'm guessing. So, very cool. What else is new, Ben?
Man, not much. Just headed into the office and then caught the tail end of the conversation, and I felt like Uncle Buck there talking to his girlfriend, trying to stick my nose into it and insert my 2 cents. But, I mean, like anything else, it's all use case, right? I mean, I'm talking to you driving my Tesla Model 3 right now. This is my commuter car back and forth to work. It's great. I've driven this car to Florida and back, and I've never had any range anxiety. The Tesla supercharger network's fantastic. It's great. But I've also got a one-ton Chevy Duramax pickup. That's my farm truck that, use case, when I got to do stuff that requires heavy-duty moving and whatnot, I just grab the truck. So, I mean, it all works out. But, yeah, I think I caught part of the conversation, you guys talking about hydrogen and all that stuff. It's just going to be, you know, you're going to have a multitude of choices, and which is great. This is what we deserve. We deserve choices and not having one thing rammed down our throat or another. And I think the Cybertruck stuff you guys were talking about, I try and filter a lot of the Tesla talk out from the political part of it because of the hatred for Musk. So I always take everything that I hear about Tesla. A, being an owner, I know the truth, but I've also always multiplied by 0.1, and that's generally been a pretty good indicator of value.